When the program is started, the stack pointer is initialized to the highest address in the stack segment. As the program runs, the stack segment grows downward into the available space. The data segment grows upward as the program runs. Of course, in a dynamic program, both segments grow and shrink. If the combined size of the segments exceeds the available space, their boundaries will meet somewhere in the middle of the range. When this happens, there is no memory left. Another, inferior, way of arranging memory might be to have half the space allocated to the stack and the other half of the space allocated to data. But now the stack could grow too large for its allocated space, even if there was a tiny data segment that used little of its available space.